Here's how the Bible says it from Romans 8. Some of you may know this verse. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to God's purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed into the likeness of His Son. You see, you and I were created to bear the image of Jesus Christ. Now, this is big, folks. I want you to hear this. You and I were created to bear the image of Jesus Christ and to make the truth of God known to all people. Therefore, you and I exist to experience God's care through us, through Jesus Christ, and to make that truth known to all people. That's a pretty tall order, isn't it? Think over the last week. How often have we bared up the image of Jesus Christ in our lives? Think about that. All right. Second, I exist to see what God is up to. I don't know about you, but anymore I wake up every day and I say, God, what are you up to today? Once we have experienced God's love and God's care and God's acceptance through Jesus Christ, then what? What do we do? What do we do? Have you ever heard the statement, if you ask the wrong question, you're going to get the wrong answer? Anybody ever see iRobot? Whenever the scientist, it's this 3D thing comes up, and he keeps asking these questions, and the scientist says, you're asking the wrong question. Remember that? You're asking, and Will Smith's character, he gets a little frustrated with this, and finally at the end of the movie, he asks a question, and the scientist says, now you've asked the right question. Right? You remember that? Anybody seen that movie? That is a powerful, and if I had the movie, I would have shown that for a clip this morning, because that's a powerful regard to what I'm saying here today. We need to ask the right question. When you begin asking questions, always check to see if you have asked the right question before you pursue the answer. Does that make sense? Make sure you're asking the right question before you pursue the answer. Now, let me give you an example here. When I was in college, I realized now that I was asking some of the wrong questions. My questions were, for an example, how am I going to make my mark on this world? What do I want to do? What am I interested in? How am I going to make my millions? Being a preacher, right? Yeah. And if I included God in my questions, it was something like, what is God's will for my life anyway? Do you hear that? Do you hear where the emphasis is in those questions? Now, at face value, they're not bad questions, don't get me wrong. And besides, you know, while we're in college, we need to be thinking about what are our interests, what are our gifts, and questions like that. But my claim this morning is that I started with the wrong set of questions. I should have asked questions like, what is God's will? Do you see a my or an I or a me in that question? What is God's will? What is God up to in the world today? You see, when we start with those two questions, our ego isn't involved in any of them, are they? Is it?